We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest is a member of this Browns defensive line. In fact, Chris Smith was in studio with us right after he signed, I think, right? A little after he signed. And last night he had one of the two Browns sacks. The Meadowlands against the Giants, and he's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris Smith, Chris, how you doing, man?
How you doing? What's going on?
What's up, Chris? How you been, buddy? Do you remember coming in studio with us a couple months ago?
Man, how can I forget, man? Y'all got me 10,000 followers, man, on Twitter, man.
I like that.
There we go. There
we
go.
Like that.
Right. I forgot we gave him a shout out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, Chris, I wonder, like I say to the fans, I always say, like, don't worry about the win-loss record in the preseason because, you know, Browns went 4-0 in the preseason last year. They went 0-16. We've seen teams go 0-4 in the preseason and win. But that's easy for me to say. Do you guys, like, does it mean something to win in the preseason for you and at the same time say, hey, we want to win, but we understand it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to win in the regular season? How does that work?
I mean, just like Coach Hugh was saying, you know, the day before the game, obviously, if they keep a score, we want to win. We want to be in that left-hand column. So that's the main thing about it that even though there's a preseason game, you could just kind of like I was talking to Christian Kersey today. You just kind of feel like the different vibe of the team. Like we're going to be good, and I feel like how we played last night. You know, Baker coming out there doing his thing, Tyrod doing his thing, defense making stops and things of that nature, and the depth we have, man, we could be so special. So it was actually just great to like. It's always good, like. To win, man, it always is, and you know, especially coming from a 0-16 season last year. So that's the main thing about it. Is like, hey, man, if they keep a score, hey, we want to win.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, when you're on the sidelines and the offense is out there, and you look at all those guys making plays, you know, Jarvis or Njoku or you know, the quarterbacks. It doesn't matter who it is. The skilled guys are all pretty. Pretty much improved from last year. When those guys make plays, does that get you guys encouraged as a defense?
Oh, yeah, it does. One thing that Coach Todd preaches about, the offensive coordinator, and you know, Greg Williams, our defensive coordinator, he preaches about is complementary football. So sometimes, you know, we're not going to be out there doing our best, you know, but the offense has to lift us up, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, the offense is not going to be doing their best, so we have to lift them up. And, you know, for our special teams, too, the same thing, vice versa. So that's one thing about it that that we really got to help each other out. But I feel like we got a lot of talent on this team. Just from going and practices and things of that nature and competition level each and every day. So, like, guys can really play. It's a lot of playmakers. So we hold ourselves to a higher standard. You know, people be like, well, I think I see y'all winning 5 or 6 games. You know, our mindset is to win them all. We're going to just take one day at a time.
We're talking with Browns defensive lineman Chris Smith. Chris, you had a sack last night. That had to feel good, huh?
Yes, sir. It's always good to get one of those. And having a win, too, is always good to get one of those, man. I was rushing pretty hard last night. It's kind of good, you know, I'm talking to Nate, too. Nate Orchard is to get back out there, man, get that game feeling and how you go through preparation, how you want to be and stuff like that. And, it took me to the fourth quarter to get one. That's why we play 4 quarters.
That's
but, you know, that's one thing about it, man. I didn't want to come out until I got one.
That's right. I don't blame you. Did you watch the first episode of Hard Knocks?
I did, actually.
What'd you think?
I did.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was excellent, man. Especially, I think I heard I was on Bleacher Report, eating mussels, a plate of mussels. My car was teaching the financial advisor class or whatever. Everybody's figuring me about that.
Yeah.
But it was actually great, man. Hard Knocks has been doing a great job, man, as far as videoing and stuff like that, you know, helping guys around the building and things of that nature. So is very excited, man. Kind of helps camp go by faster.
You know what's funny? You know, a lot of people have said that Hard Knocks could be a distraction and, you know, having the cameras around or whatever. You know, Coach Jackson told us the other day that he actually thinks it has made you guys a little bit more focused, because as much as you want to act like the cameras are not there, you're aware of it. And so everyone just kind of is a little bit more cognizant of it and buttoned up around the cameras. And so maybe there's a little positive byproduct from having Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it is. I feel like the main thing is every day is someone is watching you every day.
Yeah.
So I think that the main thing, I can speak for myself personally, is the camera's on you every day. So you got to bring that energy, that fight each and every day. And that's one thing about it that, you know, as us as a team, you know, as a young team, I feel like we bring that energy. We challenge each other each and every day, offensive, defensively, special teams. So, you know, just having the people see how we grind and how we work, you know, and how you translate that to, you know, on Sundays or, you know, like we played last night on Thursday, to the game field. I think it's a beautiful feeling. So, yeah, my mom at Washington, she's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know y'all practiced that hard. So there's a lot of work and stuff put into it, man. But I love the first episode. It was great, man. And I can't wait to the second one.
Chris Smith, Browns defensive lineman, is with us. Chris, Denzel Ward playing in his first professional preseason game. It's a big hit early in the game, gets called for a penalty for taunting. But, like, I'll be honest, Chris, you know, we've criticized the Browns in the past. We thought they've been soft in the past. And I thought you guys did play. And, again, we got to see it in the regular season. You know that. But we thought you played with a little attitude. And even though you don't want those penalties in the regular season, I think you guys and the Browns need to send a message that you're not going to be the doormat of the AFC North anymore.
And that's right. And that's the main thing we're coming out to be. We know people are going to try to treat us as the laughing stock and things of that nature, but that's one thing we're going to impose our will. I think each and every day, that's why we pressure ourselves so hard. And, you know, Coach Greg gives us up, downs and things of that nature, because we want to be the best. And Denzel Ward is one hell of a player, went 4th pick. I have Jalen Ramsey vibes from him.
Okay,
let me
explain
that. You know, and I played in Jacksonville, and he has the potential to be a lockdown corner in this league. And when he had that penalty or whatever, you could tell the coaches weren't mad or anything like that. It was just something like he has to let people know. You know, he has to build that name because he's really had a great camp. One I ever seen, you know, the last person I seen have a great camp like that was Jalen Ramsey when he first came in as a rookie. So, yeah, man, he's a hell of a player, man, and he's going to be a big part of this defense.
That's pretty high praise. Jalen Ramsey's a hell of a player. Chris, going back to Hard Knocks for a minute, the interaction in the coach's room between Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson has obviously been a big talked about topic. What is that something that happens all the time with coaches and fans don't see it, so it's a little surprising? What did you think about when you saw that scene?
You know, that's how it is. I mean, that's obviously why they have staff meetings and things of that nature, to get on the same page. But that's one thing about it that we're all a family. We know we're going to disagree, things of that nature, but at the end of the day, we all have one common goal, and that's to win football games. So, as long as we get on the same page with that, that's all that matters. So, you know, with practices and stuff like that, you know, that is, they'll handle that and stuff like that. But that's one thing about it, that we all on the same page as far as winning football games. And, you know, Coach U and, you know, coaches are going to put us in the best position to do that.
Chris, you know, yesterday Dez Bryant stirred up things on Twitter saying that John Dorsey or Dorsey said he wouldn't get a call back from Dez. And Dez said, well, I'm coming to visit next week, Mr. Dorsey. What do you think about Dez Bryant? Would you want him on the Browns?
Is that even fair? Dez Bryant, you got Juice, and then you got Josh Gordon. Is that even fair? Is that even legal?
That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Man, I would love that. I mean, just one thing about it, you know, Dez Bryant, you know, we will welcome him in with open arms, and hopefully, you know, everything works out. But, I mean, like, hey, man, what can you say, man? Hey, this another piece to the puzzle, man. So, like, I just feel like that'll be just make Cleveland fans even more excited.
Chris, you mentioned Tyrod and Baker before. You know, I don't know how much you're watching the offense, but what is, you know, obviously, you know, Tyrod's a veteran. We got what we expected. He played really well. But Baker for Baker was his first game, and he played for a while. We thought he played really well. What did you think about his performance?
Hey, man, the kid can play, man. This is his toughness, his awareness. I think he's before his time. He doesn't act like a rookie, and that's the thing about it that shocks me about him. You know, his preparation, how he goes about stuff. He goes about stuff in a veteran way. And with him being like that, you know, just give hats off to Tyrod, because Tyrod is the first guy in the building every day, 5 o'clock, you know, always, you know, watching film, you know, a junkie of the game. And I feel like that leadership that Tyrod brings helps Baker even more and brings even more stride to his game. And some of the passes he threw last night, I mean, did surprise me, because that's what he's been doing in practice the whole time. And he was doing it OU too. So, like, right. I mean, it was just great for him to, you know, get that out of the way, get his feet wet a little bit, and he's going to build from there. But he had a hell of a performance last night.
Well, that little dude Callaway can run now, can't he?
Yeah, he can. He's another one, man. It's another one you got to keep your eyes out for, too. Like I said, and even Higgins. So, like, and David, too. So, it's a lot of weapons, man, that we have, though. So, that's the main thing about it. I feel like the only one that can beat us is ourselves. And that's, you know, some of the penalties we had, you know, we got to clean up here and there. But it was a good first start to something we can build off of.
Chris, who's the funniest guy in the Browns locker room?
Funniest guy in the Browns locker room? It probably would be me.
Really? You're number one? Look at that.
I would say everybody would say it'd be me, because I'm a laughing, joking guy. Yeah. I'm always, like everybody say, I never have a bad day. And I'm like to have fun, man.
Well, we got to see some of your stuff on Hard Knocks, man. They got to get you on there.
Yeah, man. I was mic'd up one day, so you'll probably see me on there. But I would say it's probably between me and probably Christian Kersey. Yeah, so it'll probably be between us two.
All right, you're about to get into a fight with a bunch of guys. What teammate do you have to have by your side in that fight?
Oh, Jamie Collins. I have to have him by my side. Jamie Collins is one of those. Yeah, I got to have him.
All right, final question for me. You're about to enter a steak-eating contest. What teammate do you have by your side for that?
Steak-eating contest?
Yeah, or any food, whatever food you like. I don't know.
I would have to go with Meter. My starting nose, man. Jamie Meter.
We like that.
He probably get mad at me for saying that. But yeah, I'll have to go with Meter, man.
Well, he's from Parma, so he probably gets down.
Yeah, that's
pierogies.
Right. That's right. Pierogi eating contest for him. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Chris, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you, Chris Smith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.